Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to welcome a guest reader for us today. Kristen Watson has been a member of Mountain Brook Baptist since 2013, when she married her husband, Tripp, who grew up at Mountain Brook Baptist. They have one son, Robert, who is in our Early Learning Center, and they are active in many of the ministries of Mountain Brook Baptist. Kristen, we're so glad that you've been able to join us today for the podcast, and we look forward to a time where we have some questions and answers after you read the scripture for us.
Thanks for having me on the podcast. Our first reading is from Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17, and I'm reading from the New International Version. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priests and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that moment. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah: "He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases." And now for the Psalms, we'll be reading Psalm 75 and Psalm 76. Psalm 75, for the director of music, to the tune of "Do Not Destroy," a psalm of Asaph, a song. We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, "I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant I say, boast no more, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak so defiantly. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob, who says, 'I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up.'" Psalm 76, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. God is renowned in Judah, in Israel his name is great. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. You are radiant with light, more majestic than mountains rich with game. The valiant lie plundered, they sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. It is you alone who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven you pronounced judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, God, rose up to judge to save all the afflicted of the land. Surely your wrath against mankind brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of the earth. Now we move to Isaiah 64. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when the fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continue to sin against them, you are angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. Your sacred cities have become a wasteland. Even Zion is a wasteland, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and glorious temple where our ancestors praised you has been burned with fire, and all that we treasured lies in ruins. After all this, Lord, will you hold yourself back? Will you keep silent and punish us beyond measure?
Kristen, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I want you to just tell us a little bit about your background.
So I grew up in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I moved to Birmingham to go to law school in 2008. I'm still practicing as a lawyer. My husband, Tripp, is also a lawyer. Tripp has been a member of Mountain Brook Baptist Church for a long time, and I didn't think it was coincidence that God kept drawing me back to Mountain Brook Baptist when I was trying to find my church home when I moved here. So we have been here ever since and have been fortunate enough to welcome our son Robert into the world. He's about a year and a half, and he's also a student at the ELC. He's in Miss Alice's in our toddler class now, and I know he loves coming to church. He always falls asleep on the car ride home, so he has a lot of fun playing with his friends.
That's awesome. I want our church to know a little bit more about your spiritual journey. So can you tell us about a time or an experience that has impacted your faith greatly?
So I think the experience I had, at least most recently, and has probably had the biggest impact on my faith, is that not too long after Tripp and I were married, we experienced several years of infertility. And during that season, I found that I just sought after God. I needed help, and it was a lot to endure. And so I really just dove into Scripture, and I just really sought after God. One of the verses, or a couple of verses that really, I think, helped me through that period, and I've really clung to during that and ever since, is James 1:2-4. which says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything." And to me, that verse just really helped me to see that God could use even a period of suffering for his good. And I was made very aware of God's character through all of that. I distinctly remember experiencing a pregnancy loss through that season. And I was just encompassed with this peace that surpasses all understanding. And I know that there is no way I would have felt that at peace with such loss, unless it was God and the community of believers that was supporting me through that. And I realized that God put some incredible people and women in my life to help me through that season. And I absolutely want to be that for someone else. And I would absolutely want to walk and share that burden with anyone else who is experiencing infertility.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know that you've been a part of growth groups since the inception. You were in one of our very first groups. Would you take a minute just to talk to us about growth groups and how it has been an important part of your life?
I really can't say enough good things about the growth groups I've been a part of. I really have enjoyed getting to know other church members and studying the Word with him, not only so I can sort of better understand what God tries to tell us, or God is telling us through his word, but to hear their perspectives and their experiences. It's been such a rich experience for me to talk with women who are now friends, who have come together to hold each other accountable and support each other through growth groups and studying God's word.
We can't thank you enough for coming and reading to us today. Would you pray with me? Father, we're just so grateful for your word. We're grateful for the reminders that you are hope and peace. You are forgiveness. You are with us in the struggle. I pray, Lord, that you would bless Kristen and her family. Thank you, Lord, for them. Thank you for their ministry at Mount Brook Baptist. We pray, Lord, for our whole fellowship, for those who are struggling in times of need, even now, and that you would be their refuge, that in this time of suffering, you would teach them perseverance. We love you, Father, and we just pray that as we go throughout our day, that you would make us aware of your Spirit's presence with us, and you would walk beside us, and that you would help us to know that you are here, and you are strong, and you're present with us. In Jesus' name, amen.